are listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain with Dr. John Hayes, author of the bestseller, Beating Neuropathy, Taking Misery to Miracles in Just 5 Weeks. Here is Dr. John Hayes.
Hi, everybody. Good evening once again. This is Dr. John Hayes, and you are listening to another edition of Beating Neuropathy. I'd like to welcome everybody once again. If this is your first time or you're a repeat visitor, a listener, nonetheless, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and it's an honor to have you invite me into your space and your surroundings to share this critical information. Tonight, what we're going to be doing is to talk about a very painful subject, and it is a subject that afflicts millions of people worldwide, and it impacts families greatly. We're actually going to spend some time talking about shingles. And as you may know, shingles is actually a recurrence of the chickenpox virus. Basically, it's a reactivation of the human herpes virus type 3 called the varicella zoster virus. And what happens in many of us is the virus becomes latent. In other words, let's say, for example, you have chickenpox as a child, and lo and behold, all of a sudden it seems like you're 70 years old, and boom, lo and behold, you have this excruciating, burning pain of the mid-back, and you don't think anything of it. And then in a matter of days, or sometimes as long as 3 weeks, the pain is still really severe, and then you develop this god-awful rash that has vesicles in it and hurts like the dickens. And the bottom line is you have had a reactivation of shingles. Now, the reason I mentioned the first part of this is that there is a tendency of too many adults and sometimes too many clinicians to blow off an attack of mid-back pain as, oh, it's nothing, I probably strained myself, and so on. But the bottom line is, in my 32 years of clinical experience, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a patient come in who has the acute onset of pain of the thoracic spine or the mid-back, and lo and behold, it turns out to be shingles. Now, this is particularly important that your clinician and yourself have a high degree of awareness of this, because one of the things that we do know is getting on the antiviral medication in the first 72 hours can make an enormous difference. So this is something that you do need to be aware of. Again, shingles is a viral infection. It's actually a viral reinfection. It is extraordinarily common. Some studies show that the incidence of it, in other words, how often it occurs, is anywhere from 1.2 to 11.8 per 1,000 people per year. Unfortunately, the older we are, the more susceptible we are. When you get above the age 70, it's more common. It's also much more common in patients that are immunocompromised. In other words, patients that have diseases that suppress the immune system, which could be anything from HIV to radiation therapy, cancer therapy, and simply times of stress. I can't tell you how many times in our practice we've seen patients develop shingles during a very, very stressful life period. So this is something that I think is very important for you to be aware of. Remember, it's not necessary to have the actual rash for your clinician to make the diagnosis of suspected shingles. And again, it always comes down to good clinical decision making, but one of the biggest takeaways from tonight's presentation is I really want you as the patient to know, and don't be afraid to share with your clinicians where applicable, that the acute onset of mid-back pain, otherwise unexplained, shingles has got to be a consideration. So please make sure that you understand that. And like I said, that is a significant takeaway from tonight's presentation. But let's move on a little bit and talk more about this whole situation as a health problem. Shingles is an enormous health problem because of the side effects that it does cause. And the side effects, of course, are disability, which is the period of time in which somebody is unable to work or unable to work productively, if at all. This includes, of course, performing activities of daily life, such as caring for families and so on. It can be very debilitating because not only can the outbreak last for weeks, especially if untreated, but a significant number of patients, well over 50%, go on to develop what's called PHN, or postherpetic neuralgia. So it's imperative that you do everything you can to raise your own awareness of shingles, to raise the awareness in your family and your friends about shingles. But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the new and exciting developments in the area of treating shingles that will help you and help your family deal much more effectively with this than ever before. So once again, you are listening to Beating Neuropathy Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the 20 million Americans suffering the misery of neuropathy? Many people just like you have discovered there is now very effective and affordable treatment for diabetic post-chemotherapy shingles and other type of neuropathy and chronic pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program was developed by Dr. John Hayes and is now being used by many doctors and physical therapists around the USA. There are lots of patient resources for you at neuropathydr.com. But the best news of all, now you can talk directly to Dr. John Hayes by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a neuropathy analysis by phone or in person for yourself or a loved one free of charge. But hurry, you must ask today. Don't forget, call right now, 781-659-7989, while neuropathy analysis slots are still open. That's 781-659-7989, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. Welcome back to tonight's show. This is Beating Neuropathy, of course, and tonight we're talking about a very painful and a very common affliction called shingles. Before the break, we talked about how common shingles is. We talked about the presentation that we frequently will see in the clinic. That is a patient who presents with mid-back pain or thoracic spine pain of unexplainable origin. In other words, there is no accident, there's no fall, there's no history of strain, and how being more aware that shingles needs to enter the thought of the clinician and, in fact, the patient as a possible diagnosis is important, and how that can affect outcome. And it affects outcome because the sooner you are treated, the less significant your complications. And why do I mention that? Well, the primary reason is that, as I said before the break, about 50% of patients who go on to develop shingles actually go on to further develop what's called postherpetic neuralgia. And PHN, or postherpetic neuralgia, is a very, very painful affliction. And basically, it consists of shooting pain or sometimes burning and tingling that can sometimes persist for many, many months, if not years, after the shingles flare-up, if you will, or the shingles eruption of the skin has vanished. And the problem with postherpetic neuralgia is that, like so many pain conditions in our society now, traditionally they have been treated with some very, very heavy-duty methods, including strong medication and injections and so on. Well, we are going to talk about some of the other therapy modalities that are now available to treat shingles with, including those that we have available in our Neuropathy DR treatment centers. But again, the point I want to make is that you can lessen the potential complications of shingles in yourself and a loved one by getting early treatment. The longer you wait, the more you put it off, the more dangerous it becomes in terms of complications, and the more difficult it becomes to eradicate. We do know, once again, that if you can get on antiviral medication early in the process, you can minimize the course, in other words, the duration of the shingles, how long it lasts, and then also you may actually be able to dampen down the incidence of developing PHN or postherpetic neuralgia. Now, that's a very important statement, but unfortunately, the reality is often the reverse. That is, too often we see clinicians as well as patients who have put off seeking treatment for acute mid-back pain because they don't see anything, they don't feel anything, and then boom, all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, they have this horrible-looking rash, and all the while they could have been placed on antiviral medication very early on and quite possibly been over the total episode of shingles. But the bottom line is that until awareness increases, we are going to have a lot of people that do not get treated until they have a frank outbreak. And that also means we're going to have a lot of patients that have postherpetic neuralgia. As we said at the top of the hour, postherpetic neuralgia is a very painful condition. It basically consists of pain, tingling, numbness, and burning that continues along the course of the nerve that was actually affected by the virus. So a very common presentation would be a patient who presents with acute mid-back pain that radiates around the chest wall into the front. And this patient will usually develop a rash along that entire course of the nerve, extending over to at least the side of the chest and sometimes the front. Now, there are, of course, other presentations of shingles, ophthalmic shingles, or shingles that affects the area of the forehead and the eye, are unfortunately also very common and very debilitating. So again, the same basic rules apply. Early diagnosis and awareness of diagnosis and early treatment can really go a long way towards shortening the duration of the shingles episode. And as we also said earlier, the treatment of shingles too often has been viewed as being limited to the use of strong drugs and things that are commonly done in pain clinics, such as injection therapies and sometimes even radiofrequency ablation. Well, the good news is that there are a couple of recent studies that have been produced, or I should say have appeared in the literature now, which show that there are alternative methods of therapy for the treatment of shingles and indeed postherpetic neuralgia. And this includes two of the more common modalities that are present in most neuropathy DR treatment centers around the United States. And this includes TENS, which is an acronym for transcutaneous electric nerve stimulation, as well as laser therapy, sometimes called low-level laser therapy, and sometimes also LLLT, as it's called, is combined with LED, or light-emitting diode therapy. So when we come back from the next break, we're going to talk about a couple of these applicable studies, how they relate to you, and what the benefit of receiving this type of treatment may be for yourself. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you or someone you love one of the 100 million Americans suffering the misery of chronic pain? Unfortunately, chronic pain patients suffer more than their share of tingling, burning, sleeplessness, and major life disruption. Well, now there is a very effective, affordable clinic and home co-treatment available for many forms of chronic, disabling pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program developed by Dr. John Hayes is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA. You'll find more cancer and pain patient resources at neuropathydr.com. This is really good news. Talk directly to Dr. Hayes' Norwell office by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a chronic pain analysis for yourself or a loved one for free. But hurry, you must act as these slots are limited. Dr. Hayes will personally help you decide if this approach may work for you, too. Call right now, 781-659-7989. That's 781-659-7989, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes, and welcome back once again to tonight's edition of Beating Neuropathy. Tonight's show, as we said at the top of the hour and before the break, is dedicated to shingles and postherpetic neuralgia, which is the painful complication of shingles. We also mentioned before the break that there are now good alternatives to heavy-duty medications in treatments typically administered in pain centers, including injections and radiofrequency therapy. And those two alternatives for a significant number of patients include TENS, transcutaneous electric nerve stimulation, and then also light therapy. And under light therapy, we would classify low-level laser and also LED, or light-emitting diode therapy. The first study I'd like to reference actually appeared in Swiss Medical Weekly, and this was actually published on the 17th of January, 2012. So it's a relatively recent study, and it actually is entitled TENS, an alternative to antiviral drugs for acute herpes zoster treatment and postherpetic neuralgia prevention. A very, very interesting study. And basically what this particular study did was to take a look at medical records. Now, admittedly, that is one of the shortcomings, but nonetheless, it's a good study. I'm very pleased that it was published. The authors were very, very prudent in voicing their concerns about being an examination of medical records. But the bottom line is that the study did show that those patients that were treated with TENS actually had a more effective treatment regimen for the acute shingles outbreak and also a significant lessening in the development of post-herpetic neuralgia. In fact, treatment of significant number of these patients who have the shingles outbreak early on can actually prevent the development of post-herpetic neuralgia, and that is indeed my next point and a very critical point from tonight's show. You know, we mentioned at the top of the hour that one of the most critical things is the early diagnosis and the administration of antiviral medications. Well, this particular study actually questions that because what they did find is that patients that were treated with TENS actually had more effective treatment than when they were not treated with the antivirals, and a significant number of them still got better. Now, I will tell you that's highly controversial, but the point and the takeaway is that those patients who received early active treatment, and early active treatment, in my opinion right now, includes the antiviral medication as well as beginning electrotherapy ASAP, makes a big difference. Now, this is something, of course, I've seen in my own practice, and I've demonstrated it multiple times with my patients. So the earlier treatment commences, both in terms of drug therapy and TENS therapy, the better off you are. However, in order for treatment to be effective, it's got to be initiated by a trained clinician, somebody who knows what they're doing and somebody has experience, because just like all cell phones are not created equal, no electronic device, especially TENS devices, are created equal. There's a huge variety of these devices on the market. This is also why we have chosen to bring our own devices to market. And having the correct device with the correct frequency, the correct timing, and so on really makes a tremendous difference in the outcome of yourself or your loved one. So this is something to keep in mind. Now, TENS is relatively inexpensive therapy. In order to provide it in the clinic, it usually can be administered for $50 or so per session. And also, once it's proven to be effective in the clinic, the patient is then provided with a unit for use at home. The good news now that even very elaborate TENS units are available for a couple hundred dollars or less. And I say elaborate because, generally speaking, one of the issues with traditional TENS units and some medical devices is limited programmability and limited frequencies. Having a treatment device that does multiple tasks and can accomplish multiple objectives is certainly much more effective, not only in the clinic, but also for home care. So again, the key takeaway here is going to be to seek early treatment, but also seek effective treatment and seek treatment from somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody who has experience, and that, of course, would be your local neuropathy DR treatment center. Now, there's also a couple other studies that I do want to reference tonight. This study actually appeared in 1996. It was actually published as a short communication from the Indian Journal of Dermatology. And basically, this study took a look at 50 cases of post-herpetic neuralgia, and they defined post-herpetic neuralgia as a situation where the patient had pain that persisted for at least 3 months after the disappearance of the rash. And basically what this study found is that when patients were treated 20 times, the vast majority of these patients had very, very significant relief and very, very significant reduction in their symptoms. They also found that when they looked at these cases, that the patients who, again, treated early did better, and low-level laser therapy appears to be a very effective treatment for not only the treatment of post-herpetic neuralgia, but also appears to be a good therapy for the treatment of active shingles. Now, again, this does need to be done with clinical supervision. One of the things that we are finding very, very beneficial now in our clinics is the addition of LED therapy. LED or light-emitting diode at the correct frequencies can help the shingles lesion to resolve and also can shorten the duration of the shingles episode. And by shortening the duration of the episode, we're also able to cut patients' pain down dramatically. Now, another related article that I'd like to call your attention to was actually called Low-Intensity Laser Therapy is an Effective Treatment for Recurrent Herpes Simplex Infection. Well, herpes simplex infection is a related virus, and it's not the same as the zoster virus that causes shingles. It's rather the virus that causes the oral shingles, you know, the one that we commonly experience around our mouth. Again, a very, very common human affliction. Well, the good news is that low-intensity or low-level laser therapy in this scenario also showed some significant benefits. And the reason I'm highlighting this study is that it was what's called a double-blind placebo-controlled study. A double-blind study is one where both the examiner and the patient aren't sure which patient is in which group, so it has a higher degree of reliability. So this particular study was actually, again, published in 1999, and it was published by the Society for Investigative Dermatology. And again, a wonderful study. It came out of the University of Vienna Medical School. And you can see through the last couple shows how so much of the research now that's been done on non-drug therapy for lots of these painful afflictions are coming out of other countries. And, you know, I'll let you draw your own conclusions as to why that's the case. But nonetheless, the good news is, and the wrap-up from tonight's show, is that there is now very effective treatment for patients who suffer from shingles that doesn't involve drugs, it doesn't involve injections, or at least can shorten the time necessary for drug therapy, certainly can help keep patients off narcotics and some of the other medications which have a whole host of side effects that we all like to avoid. And I'll close tonight's show by reminding everybody, if you'd like more information about us, simply go to neuropathydr.com. Also, if you'd like to post a question at any particular point in time, what you want to do is to simply go to facebook.com/beatingneuropathy, post your question there, and we'd be more than happy to do our very, very best to answer you. So once again, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you, and we look forward to seeing you on next week's show. So have a great rest of your evening, and we'll see you next week. Take care now.